Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. We continue, yes. And it's now time once again for the Rabit Afghan program on Radio Islam International. MashaAllah, we have a full team tonight in the studios of Radio Islam. MashaAllah, we have Brother Faisal Khan on the left from Kia. We'd like to welcome Faisal on the program. Faisal Bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah, and I think Faisal is the technical director of Kia. Welcome on board, Uncle Faisal. Jazakumullah. On the right hand side, Brother Abu Sirat, mashallah, always smiling. Allah keep him smiling. Abu, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you as well.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah. As well as our guest, my co-host, Brother Abdul Haq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our listeners out there. Jazakumullah khairan once again for the opportunity. Alhamdulillah, as Mawlana has mentioned, we have a full, or rather more than full team here, alhamdulillah. So all you guys out there who's ready, you got any curveballs to throw for these guys, they are ready. Bring it on, inshallah. We will try and answer all your questions, inshallah, this evening. And Jazakallah, Mawlana, once again. Alhamdulillah, it's nice to have a full team again. But inshallah, next week we'll try and drag Brother Adil along as well.
Inshallah, jazakumullah. All right, dear listeners, we have the experts in the studios, mashallah. Any questions we have today, we're going to be specifically focusing on Kia products, inshallah. Kia, if you have a Kia, you want some free advices, call us on the number, inshallah. The number which is 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. And the SMS is 0825808070 or 48855G. Brother, let's talk to Abu Sirat. Abu, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi once again, my brother. Let's talk about Kia. Let's tell us what's new in the Kia business.
Well, I think we should start a little bit with a little bit of background on who we are and where we come from.
Okay.
I think the first thing we need to establish that we, Kia Motors Gold Reef, we're an independent dealer. We're also part of the Freeway Toyota Group. We opened a dealership in 1997, so we're roughly 7-8 years old. We are a fully fledged dealership, meaning that we do new cars, used cars. We do we've got a parts center and a fully fledged service center. In that, Mamana, your every need when it comes to a vehicle, we can basically sort out for you.
Jazakumullah. With regards to Kias, let's talk about the latest Kias. A question coming up with regards to the latest Kias on the market.
Well, Mamana, all our well. When Kia started, their models were a bit drab, but in 2010, Kia took on a new designer called Peter Schreyer, and in 2010, he basically changed the design of all the Kia vehicles, and since then, Kia has just moved up in the motor industry. If you look at all our models currently, they all have very, very fashionable and very latest designs. All the accessories that you can think of, even in our smallest derivative, is available. If we're talking models of vehicles, they start with the smallest. Well, our smallest vehicle being the Kia Picanto. In the Kia Picanto, you get a 1 liter model and you get a 1.2 liter model. That obviously majority of the people buying that for our little runabout vehicle because of its costing as well as its fuel efficiency. Medium-sized vehicles, we got our Rio, which is currently our most popular seller. And in there we boast a 1.2 liter motor as well as a 1.4 liter motor. Then a little bigger than that, you got the Kia Cerato. Cerato comes in a 1.6 as well as a 2-liter motor. And remember, Mora, all these derivatives all come in auto and manual model.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little bit of a sportier model they have in a Kia. They call the Cerato is a coupe model, post a 1.6-liter turbo motor, so a little bit a nice, quick little vehicle. And then for the abstract guys, if that's the right word, our Kia Soul, for the people who want a little bit of a difference. It's hip, it's different, it's got all the extras in the vehicle. And then for the off-road enthusiasts or the guys who's into SUV-type vehicles, we have a Sportage. Sportage in 2-liter motors, petrol, diesel, 4x2, 4x4, auto and manual. And then... Our bigger vehicles, we have our Kia Sorento, which is the ultimate off-road vehicle you can have if you'd like to drive one and test drive one, as well as the Sedona. Sedona currently a 7-seater, Chrysler Voyager type vehicle, ultimate in luxury. And the only commercial vehicle that Toyota offers is the K2700 Bucky, and that's proven itself through and through. Boasts itself in South Africa as the toughest Bucky. Diesel only, 2.7 and 2.5 turbo, and with that, Molana, 1.3 ton capacity, through and through, great business vehicle.
MashaAllah, Brother Yusuf Sarang is also with us in the studio of the Radio Islam International. Yusuf, MashaAllah, this guy, Abu Sirat, I can see he's a good salesperson.
Molana, I just got a question for our brother. I don't know who's going to answer the technical questions for us, but inshallah, let's see what we can get out of these guys. Alhamdulillah, we've heard that they've got some sort of new motor plane coming out. I think Hyundai and Kia are more sort of, I would have thought, from the same stables. Not exactly the same factory, but maybe the same stables. Where, when I say it's Korean.
South Korean, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little question regarding the new motor planes. Do they have any idea what's going on? I heard there's going to be a 7-year, 200,000 motor plane. I don't know if Kia is going to come up with this, but as far as I know, Hyundai is coming up with this. So, yeah, let's just hear what they're going to say about their service plan and their motor plan as well.
If I can just...
But just to complete the question, Mahfai, the other thing is what we'd love to hear from you is the difference in your service plan and motor plan, if you have them both, and what the differences are between your service plan and your motor plan.
Chief Faisal Khan.
Jazakallah. Look, on your service plan, you covered only... You virtually covered just for services. And there's always policies involved there with your service plan, the time to bring in the vehicle, 1 year. Your motor plan is different. That covers all your wear and tear items. That's brake pads, batteries, besides your tires. And talking about service plans, look, there's a policy in there also. It's got to be brought within the period specified. As every franchise has laws, we've got Kia also that got laws. If you 1,500 kilometers over the period, your service plan null and void. Your maintenance, same applies. Or if you're doing yearly services, the period applies also. And it's very, very strictly abided by. Jazakallah.
Just to jump in there with regards to Brother Abdullah's question, it's not a service plan. Hyundai is offering a 7-year, 200,000 warranty. Warranty service plan totally different. Warranty basically covers your non-serviceables. In other words, your motor, your starter, alternator, all of that is covered into your warranty. Now, Kia, Hyundai are sister companies, although in South Africa, totally separate. What also is that Kia has decided not to go this route. They've rather decided, well, they're busy in negotiations currently, to try and rather extend their service plan periods on all their vehicles. So they're not going to extend the warranties, which are Kia warranties current at 5-year, 150,000 kilometers. Well, let's be realistic. After 150,000 kilometers, how many vehicles do you see in our workshops? Hardly any. So instead of extending the warranty, what they've opted is majority of the cars, the smaller vehicles, come standard with a 4-year or 60,000 warranty. They're trying to extend it to a 5-year or 100,000. So that's still in the pipeline, but also will come in future, inshallah.
Jazakumallah. All right, any questions you guys have, give us a call on the number 011-854-1548. The SMS is 0825-880-70. Yes, what does Kia mean? Something interesting, it has its origins in the Chinese language, with the first syllable Ki meaning to arise or come out of it. And what they say is the second part of the word, A refers to Asia. So I think when you put it all together, Brother Abu Sirat, Kia means to arise or come out of
Asia.
I need a free service, guys. What about any problems? Like, I think there has been some recall backs with VW in the last year. Are there any recall backs with regards to Kia?
Jazakallah Mullah. Look, if there is any recalls on any Kia product under the chassis, if it falls in the chassis range, you'll find an SMS coming through to you via Kia SA, not from the dealer. And there will be adverts put on radio and on the newspapers. So look, we've had a lot of calls that, look, I own, if you look at the last one with the Kia Soul, you will get an SMS if it falls within that chassis range.
Okay.
So they will be calls given, and if you've exchanged, if you've sold your vehicle, they will do a trace on the next owner of the vehicle. That will go via the last service done with any dealer.
All right. Do we have a caller? Let's take our caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. This one, I've got a Nissan X-Trail, 2009.
Yeah.
It's a 2.5. Now, the CV, the inner CV on the left side is worn. Now, the agents want like over 5,000, you know, just for that CV, the inner CV. Is it, you know, I went to CV Master and they just don't have that CV. Is the only option now to go to the agents for that, you know, for that little part, or could you recommend somewhere else I can maybe check?
Jazakallah for your question. I suggest you buy a Kia. You wouldn't have these problems. That's on a lighter note.
Yeah.
But look, there are a lot of CV, reputable CV, reconditioning, what you call outlets in the Johannesburg area.
So can I take that CV and have it reconditioned? Maybe?
Yes, you can have it reconditioned, and the warranties with the reputable CV joint centers. A reputable CV joint centers is quite good.
Okay, because CV Master's got the whole housing, the whole thing. It's just that those teeth in the center, that's not right, you know?
No.
Maybe I can send in that CV. Would it be possible to press that one out and put a different one in there? So the reconditioning, that's the way to go, maybe.
Gee, look, and another thing, they can get an exchange unit also, but you've got to go to a reputable CV joint center.
Okay.
You can Google that. I'm sure there's a lot in Johannesburg.
Joburg, huh? Well, I'm out in Witbank area, so I think it might be a bit limited, yeah.
Yeah, now, Witbank, I'm sure there are good outlets there.
What about Middleburg? Possibly Middleburg? Brother Yusuf is saying Middleburg. All right. Okay, my brother, any other question you have?
No, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, take care, okay?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 27 minutes past 7 o'clock. Another caller, line number 2. Assalamu alaikum, Ji.
Assalam.
Ji, my brother.
I would like to know what's wrong with the Audi's choking. We change the fuel pump. Then they put it back, it's still a choke. Then put it also.
Be a bit more specific, which Audi is the older ones, the new ones, the models? Which Audi are you talking about?
1.8 turbo.
And the model?
2000,
okay.
A 2000 Audi. You say the vehicle is jerking?
It's jerking, yeah.
When does this happen?
It doesn't have power also.
Sorry, when does this happen? All the time?
It happens now all the time, yeah. It was getting slowly, now it's gone worse.
All right, what have you done on the vehicle?
They've changed many things. They've changed, they checked the coil packs, they changed the spark plugs, something with the air by the turbo, the intake of air. They checked how that's working. They changed the fuel pump, they checked the fuel lines, they changed all those things.
All right, has anybody done diagnostics on the vehicle?
What's this?
Diagnostics.
What's that?
Was the diagnostics done on the vehicle before they replaced the parts?
What's the diagnostic?
Yeah, it's on a computer to see exactly where is the fault.
Yeah, they put it on a computer. The computer's giving some fault, but every time they don't know what the fault.
No, unfortunately, but you know what? I think you need to find somebody else to have a look at your vehicle, because you know trial and error is a very, very costly affair. somebody who can be more direct, somebody who can, I don't say you're not going to a guy who's professional or who's not professional or who's not knowledgeable enough, but unfortunately you're going to have to change your guy, speak to your buddies around you, if they have any VW products, Audis, whatever, where they're having them serviced, and unfortunately you're going to have to take it to somebody that has something more to do with VW or Audi, because those problems rather sometimes are very, very simple. Where I have found on the tappet cover itself, there is a earth wire there. If that is sometime loose or broken off, you're going to have this problem continuously. So you're going to spend thousands of rands to tighten one wire. I would suggest you go and have you can find someone that's going to be able to look at your car more professionally. And inshallah, that should solve
it. The key to the same problem?
Sorry?
They had the key redone.
Yes.
Since after they did the key, maybe...
No. Your key is not going to create a problem. No, unfortunately not. Your key is not going to create a problem for you there. But, you know, the thing is, has the guy done a basic thing, what we call a compression test?
Yeah.
Maybe you got a burnt valve. Has he done anything of that?
No, nothing.
Yeah, you see, unfortunately, by you starting at the wrong end of the stick, you've got to start on the other side. Go for the basics first.
Can he do a self-test to see if the valve is gone?
No, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to do that. But yes, I would suggest you go to someone who's going to start with basics, look at the basics first before they go to changing and replacing parts. You're going to end up replacing the whole car and you probably still won't solve the problem.
Okay, no problem.
Jazakallah khair.
Okay,
you are more than welcome,
bhai. Yes, Allah make it easier for you, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 7:30, line number 3. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, ji.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Ji, my brother.
Yes, I've got a Hyundai.
Yeah.
2002 Accent.
Yeah.
And I've had nothing but problems with this car, man. And especially the wiring system and so on. My question is the electric pump in the tank, the petrol pump. It's electric, what's the name? How long can that last? Hello?
Hello, gee, we're listening to you, boy.
Yes, I just want to know if it packs in, can I have it overhauled? You know, the petrol tank is the pump is in the tank.
No, unfortunately, you're not going to recon those things. That needs to be replaced.
How long can I expect to...
Let me rather leave you with the technical master here.
And also, I want to know about the cam belt. Well, what is the recommended time to change it?
Okay, Jazakallah. On your accent... we've had a bit of technical problems. You need to find somebody with electrical knowledge.
Mm.
You'll find the wiring on those pumps under the seat.
Mm.
Normally tend to get brittle.
Mm.
And they, you know, you get intermittent problems on it.
Yes.
Right, so you need to get that sorted out.
Mm.
If the pump is packed up completely, you cannot overhaul it. You have to replace the complete pump.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And your service intervals on those vehicles is every 90.
Mm.
90,000 with the cam belt.
Yeah.
But when you're replacing the cam belt, please let them check the tensioners with it also.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, normally you'll find a guy replacing the tensioner, and after 2-3 months, you find the bearing seize and the tensioner seize on it.
Tell me, is the... second-hand space available, or should I go to the agents?
Look, on a Hyundai, I won't be able to tell you.
Mm.
But on Kia, we suggest genuine parts because the warranty carries with it.
Oh, I see.
Okay, Jazakallah, brother.
Okay, my brother, Jazakallah, you take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Abu, okay, another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Gee, what's troubling?
I would like to know on the Mazda, is there a common problem if bearings give up?
The wheel bearings, eh?
Yeah.
Front wheel bearings especially. They don't typically give up. We've been giving this this sort of advice a few times. Unfortunately, what happens, because you've got what they call cone bearing on the front wheel bearing, right? And because being a cone bearing, there is a specific torque on that bearing. And what you know what normally happens is the guy puts a bearing on and tightens it, and then he's happy it's too tight. And with the result, what happens is the bearing is under extreme pressure, and it doesn't last long enough. So the next time you go into your guy, make sure he uses a torque wrench and uses a proper torque on those bearings before tightening everything and just putting everything together. So it's very, very important that you do follow a procedure, and the torque specifications on that are rather specific, simply because those bearings will pack up all the time. If it was one of these solid bearings with a ball bearing, you can go tight and you can do what you want to do. Unfortunately, you're not really going to affect the bearing. It can to some degree. But when it comes to a cone bearing, it's very, very specific.
So,
the second question is, what the van, you know, in the middle of a thing, there's like a two joint, like where the seam is.
Sorry, wait. What vehicle is that?
A van, Hilux.
A Toyota Hilux, all right, go for that.
The tank.
The fuel tank.
The petrol tank, yeah.
Yes.
There's like a joint in the middle.
Yes.
Seam. Now that thing is leaking petrol. As soon as I fall over half tank, it starts leaking.
All right, so it's very, very simple. Obviously, what you've got to do is get someone to remove the tank for you. Take it to a reputable place. I'm saying again, reputable place, very, very important, because I've seen guys blow up a few.
Where's the guy from Lanesia?
What?
Are you from Lanesia?
Yes.
Okay, read your telephone number, inshallah, the engineer, and we'll tell you after the program, inshallah, maybe some advice where to go to.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, my brother. Any other question?
That's all.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. All right, number to call 011-854-1548. The SMS number is 0825-808070. Brother Abu Sayyid, with regard to the Kia range, what's the fuel economy ratings generally on a Kia?
Well, Mulana, obviously each vehicle has a different capacity. If you get them 1 liters, the 1 liter currently in a Picanto will give you 5.1 liters to 100 average. The Rio round about 6.4 to 100. But the top of the range is the Sorento. For a big car like that in a 2.2 turbo diesel posting 7.1 liters to 100 k's, and I'm driving one and it's tried and tested.
Is it?
Absolutely fantastic. So fuel consumption, brilliant. But I'm sure Faisal can give us much more better influence on this one here.
Jazakallah, Abu.
If we add some ghee to the tank, you don't give it extra miles, is it?
Just an update on that. But remember, you know, it all depends on driving conditions also. Mm. So, you know, when you first come into a workshop and you keep complaining, heavy petrol, there's a normal system we use. But remember, your vehicles are tested under enclosed environment. It's all under enclosed environment.
Yeah.
Windows closed, aircon, not working, driving at 100 kilometers an hour. So you will have differences on petrol consumptions. But if you keep and stick to what Kia tells you in your service manuals, your service book, you will get very, very close to what they normally advertise. So driving conditions are very, very important. If you've got a heavy foot, your pocket is going to get empty. That's it. You've got to drive it sensibly.
Yeah.
And if you're a racer, then keep filling your tank up.
Okay. Jazakumullah. With regards to Abu Sirat, maybe you can come in here. Can you compare Toyota to Kia?
No, I don't think that's a very fair question. I mean, because today we only concentrating on Kias.
Yeah.
Anyway, we our background is all from Toyota, obviously. Very, very difficult question, but not a fair question also. Comparisons in all the vehicles, they basically, Kias built a segment where they can compete in every market. So, for instance, if you're looking at a small car market, they all have its comparisons, and in that they've come out tops in majority of their segments. Let's look at, for instance, the middle range of a vehicle like the Rio. As I said previously, it's one of our best sellers. It is our best seller currently, and if you compare like Ford Figo, Toyota Yaris. All of them are similar price, but the distinctive differences is all the extras that you get in the car. Now, with the Rio, for instance, standard with leather seats, standard with running lights, standard with PDC, standard with climate control, standard with rain sensors, standard with automatic folding mirrors. All of that you don't get in majority of the other vehicles. So, I don't want to be sounding like I'm boasting here, but I mean, a superior product must get its recognition. It's getting its recognition.
This guy is a top quality salesperson, you know. They'll do very good in marketing for Radio Islam International. GE, 7:40 p.m. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Si.
Actually, I don't have a question, but I would like to commend that Kia car, though I don't own any. I once hired one from Richards Bay to Johannesburg in a Picanto, and I must say, I was totally impressed with that car. Anybody buying a small car, that's the car to buy, really. Although I don't drive a 1.2 or something like that.
Yeah.
But that car was really fantastic.
Now, you're talking about hiring cars. I also hired one at Durban to go to fishing to Margate, and that day we hired a Picanto and was surprised with the Kia, the way it moves. Eh? Lovely little car, lovely little car.
Really, it handles very well. Fuel economy was fantastic, and it had good power. I was really surprised. So, there we are. Maybe one day I'll buy one Kia.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother. Okay. Amen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Chi, 854-1548. With regards to Chi, Abdulhaq.
Chi, Molana. Just a little, you know, something that intrigues me as far as, you know, we've always been, myself and brother Adil, always been at loggerheads with this diesel and petrol thing. And just as a matter of opinion between, I see Mr. Faisal Khan is already laughing. He's thinking I'm going to throw him a curveball now. Abu Sirat is smiling louder than before. So, yes, guys, you know, I'm just curious regarding your diesel and petrol. As far as I'm concerned, right, petrol vehicles have reached a certain sort of saturation point as far as advancement is concerned. But can you sort of enlighten us on the diesel side of it? How far have you gone, and what do you foresee with the diesels?
Look, with you're 100% right when you talk about your petrol vehicles. On your diesel side, you know, the technology has advanced so much. I personally would drive a diesel. It's a better drive. You've got a lot of torque. But remember, with the modern diesel vehicles and with the direct injections and, you know, with the fuel pump pressures and things, let's make sure we get the right diesel in that vehicle. Everything is set to specifications. If you buy diesel for 7 rand, remember, it's wholesale diesel, you will not run that vehicle 100%. You've got your 50 ppm diesels, your 50M, and now you've got 10 ppm that's also available. That on Kia is 100%.
Okay.
Now, your warranty side also, if you have a diesel problem on the injection side or the pump or anything, the first thing the warranty wants to know is what grade of diesel was used in there. So, looking at diesel, you know, they very, very advanced. I personally would drive a diesel.
JazakAllah. Abu Sinat, with regards to Kia Chicken Gold, I just had to look in, peep into one of your documents where the article said Kia takes gold, number one Kia, two Mercedes-Benz, and three says Audi. What is all about? They're coming out tops in the latest Standard Bank People's Wheels.
Well, every year what happens is they basically do People's Standard Bank Awards, where they get a group of people and they basically nominate certain manufacturers as to different segments like design, safety, and all of that. And with regards to design for 2015 Toyota Kia took gold. So they beat everybody else in South Africa with regards to design for their vehicles.
JazakAllah. All right, and they have won many recent accolades. I'd like to add on from 2012, Kia Picanto finalist, Asia Car of the Year, 2013 Kia Sportage winner, 2013 again the Kia Picanto winner, best budget buys, etc. There's been many, many accolades to them. Abu, can you give us some good advices, okay? If a person wants to buy a new vehicle, we're not talking about Kia, we're talking general, okay, my brother? So advices to the customer, to the consumer, should they trade in the old car, should they sell it privately?
Well, look, with regards to every individual, it's different. Majority of the people tend to trade in their vehicles. If they can't get a decent value on their trade-ins, what happens is that they try as hard as they can to sell it outright, and in that, a lot of the people still get better than what is offered on a trade-in. people basically owning vehicles older than 5 years today, because the vehicles don't have warranty and lots of backup through the manufacturer, tend to try and sell their vehicles. In that basically warrants that these people upgrade their vehicles to later model vehicles. Obviously, that's where we come in. We tend to keep more. A majority of our vehicles are all within the warranty under low mileage vehicles. So that's in our pre-owned side. And obviously, in the used, we can offer you everything that I've mentioned prior. And obviously, what suits the individual's pocket. So we'll tailor make a deal to suit everybody, depending on what your affordability like, what you want to spend a month, and we'll try and put you into the correct vehicle.
Professor, what about body repairs on Kia Motors regarding the older models? Are there pirate parts available?
Look, concerning pirate parts, look, I'm taboo with that. You'll find the manufacturing or the material used on it. If you take brake pads, if you go pilot on it, you tend to get a lot of wear and tear, unnecessary wear and tear, because of, you know, they don't use asbestos anymore in it, and it's a very hard pad. So with, you know, I don't say don't use pilot pads, there's all pilot body parts. But if your vehicle is under warranty, you've got to take it to a Kia approved auto body shop. We've got a very good auto body shop, Freeway Auto Body, where Kias are sent to. They are Kia approved. And it's got to come back to the dealer to clear all codes. You know, your ECU codes, your airbags, or whatever it is, your SRSCM codes. And then your warranty is reinstated. But anywhere where we pick up, there's a crash code. Then your warranty and it's repaired at a non-Kia approved auto body shop, your warranty becomes null and void. There's a system that's been used now. Every vehicle that comes in has got a vehicle diagnostic number.
So there's no booty here. You can't make a plan.
There is no making plans anymore. Look, it's all warranty and policy. That's why I say, look, there are people that, you know, please make a plan. Must remember, we also run by policies, by warranty policies, where we have audits done. And look, if it's out of that range of ours where we cannot help you, it becomes on your owners. So anything to do with warranty, if your vehicle is still under warranty, please go according to the policies that's in your service book. It gives you all the don'ts and do's.
Lovely. Jazakallah. Another question coming up, Abdul Haq.
Gee, Brother Faisal, talking about, you know, the Kia warranties and all those things, alhamdulillah, fine. I'm rather curious as far as the Picanto automatic gearboxes. What have Kia done so far to sort of improve them? Because unfortunately with the older ones, there was the Picanto had a bit of a gearbox problem, and I don't know if your workshop had any of them, but I had quite a few of them that had gearbox problems, and unfortunately it was a rather expensive exercise to repair those boxes. As far as the new Picantos are concerned, or the new Kias, what's sort of happening with the automatic boxes, if you can enlighten us on that?
Jazakallah. Look, there is a massive improvement on those gearboxes. The torque converters, the gears. The old ones, normally, I wouldn't say have a problem, but the service schedules were not up to date on them. And you find, you know, where your shift gear linkages, you know, there was a campaign that we had to do on them. Now, those vehicles you'll find that's got those gearbox problems were not brought into workshops, or you'll find the upgrades were not done on them. So with the new gearboxes, with the Kia Picanto, we've had no problems whatsoever. Unless it's been smacked or, you know, misused. So we have no gearbox problems.
See, Brother Abu Sina, with regards to sales, let's talk money now, brother.
Well, this is not a money thing, huh?
What's been sales like? I mean, looking at the economy of the country, has car sales gone down a little?
Malanji, it has. Since October last year, we've sort of seen a decline in sales.
Yeah.
Even where people are doing finance and finance is approved, they haven't taken on the finances because I think people are more scared to take on the debt for a five-year period, which I can totally understand. But, the market is tough currently.
All right. Jazakumullah. Brother Faisal, another question coming about is with regards to the Kia Sedona. It says that my Sedona cranks but won't start. We replace the timing belt, the water pump, the pulleys, the bells, the crank sensor, the starter, and also the battery, the brother says. What it says for the is that it sounds like it wants to start and will occasionally start, but once you turn it off, it won't. Brother needs some advice.
Look, number one, was it done with a Kia dealer? Because that's quite an intricate cam belt to fit. So, look, he's got to look at a lot of things. Is the cam timing off? Are the pulleys in place? While fitting it in, they haven't pulled any crank sensor wires or things off there. But it's a very, very intricate and expensive job on your Sedonas. So I suggest he's without fail, without spending more money on it, he needs to get it to the nearest dealer, let them do diagnostics on it, on the GDS,
yeah.
And we can pick up codes and we can guide him on that.
Lovely. So. With regards to resale values on the Kias, Brother Abu, what's the resale value on these cars?
Look, like every other vehicle, Molana, if you buy a new vehicle, the majority of the biggest drop or the biggest depreciation drop on your vehicle is your first year. I would reckon even up to 20% for your first year. After that, it's a steady between 6 and 9%, depending obviously on supply and demand of the vehicle. And currently, Molana, I don't know, maybe if you'd like to have a look at the Miriam McGrath's guide, you'll have a look at all our small vehicles holding better value than majority of the other vehicles on the market today.
Okay, Jazakumullah. Abdulhaq wants to come in. Gee, we have limited time, just about 2 or 3 minutes remaining. Could give us a call on 011-854-1548. The SMS is over 2580-8070G.
Gee, Molana, just a quick question to either one of the brothers. I don't know, more than likely I think Faisal is going to tackle this one. Faisal, you know, just coming back to the backup service as far as Kia is concerned, you know, what do you really offer the client to make him happy, to say, you know what, we've got you covered in every way. So if you can just sort of enlighten us on that sort of light as to, what can the customer expect of you guys? You know, how far are you going to bend over backwards to say to the client, you know what, stay with me, stick with me, we'll give you the service, and our car will give you the service as well.
Jazakallah for the question. Number one, I'd just like to tell all the listeners, we run on a CSI of 90% plus for the past 2 years. So we're doing something right. Secondly, we've got a pickup system and we've got a drop-off system. When you book your vehicle in, there will be questions asked where you want to be dropped off, what time do you need your vehicle. And concerning diagnostics, if we cannot diagnose the vehicle within 3 days, and if it's under warranty, we get you a loaner vehicle, a hired vehicle. So, you pretty well will have transport. On your picking up systems also, I think there are very, very few dealers who normally pick up.
Mm.
They'll drop you off in the morning, and you've got a problem that, look, you find your own way back.
Yeah.
But we pick up from 3 o'clock every day. So, look, and if it's an urgency, you'll find a customer sitting there. We've got tea, coffee. They see my jolly face around. They see Abu's jolly face around. And, look, it's a very, very family-like care.
True.
And if you call us, there is no refusal. We will try and help you as far as we can.
Mm.
Under circumstances, you know, there is limited time during the day.
All right. Come in, Brother Yusuf Saran says, tomorrow morning, You're coming for tea.
It's not only tea. You got coffee. You got hot chocolate.
Oh.
You got what's that, Abu? Mochaccino.
Basil, stop giving all our secrets away. Bring your car for a service, then you'll see what we can do.
Brother, you got two SMS questions. The brother says, Abdul Haq, maybe you can answer this one. Please advise Audi A6 diesel smoking. Faisal, you can also come in and help the brother. Audi A6 diesel smoking, white smoke coming out. What could be the problem and what must I do? And he also asked second question, how's the Subaru Forester 2.5 XT?
All right. The first question with the Audi A6, the diesel. I was hoping the brother said black smoke and not white smoke. Because the black smoke, I can tell him it's overfueling, there's an injector problem, this, that, or the other. But unfortunately, when the smoke is white, the white smoke comes from oil burning.
Yeah.
And, he's probably got a problem with more than likely because of the white smoke. It's more than likely with the pistons, rings, bearings, somewhere around there. It's going to be one of those major issues. Unfortunately, I cannot tell him it's going to be the valve guides or valve stem seals because that wouldn't do so much more of a white smoke. Coming back to the Subaru Forester, it's a very, very nice vehicle, alhamdulillah. But I personally have some sort of concern as far as the Subarus are concerned, like the question I just threw to Brother Faisal, is that, the backup service, the dealers, the after service is where I have a problem as far as Subaru is concerned. And very, very costly. Subaru is unfortunately very, very costly, but a phenomenal vehicle when you're driving it, fantastic. When it comes, especially off-road and things like that.
Maybe it's good just for the honeymoon period.
That's basically it. Morana, it depends how long your honeymoon period lasts anyways. Some guys don't goes on for years, my problem with the Forester, with the Subaru products is backup service, dealerships, availability of parts also. Unfortunately, they will try their best to help you, like our brothers here from Kia said, they will try and help you as best they can. But yeah, with the Subaru, you're going to have a little bit more of a problem, and the cost factor is ridiculous, to my knowledge. But obviously, for a guy out there who's got a couple of miles, he doesn't have a hassle. He can drive it around, he can enjoy it. I'm not going to say buy a Kia.
Okay. All right, brother. Jazakallah. It's 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. Lovely program. Jazakallah, brother Abu Sirat, Faisal Khan, Abdul Hakatrada, as well as Prabhu Yusuf Sarang. Much appreciated, guys. Inshallah, we'll continue some other forum.
Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. Coming up next, inshallah, we have the program. We have the news. And thereafter, we have a very interesting program from Sir Muhammad Kala and our engineer. Have a lovely weekend. Fi amanillah, request for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.